Florida on Saturday at 6 o'clock Central on ESPN. To ask a question for Coach Pittman, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad now. Coach, first and foremost, I hope you are well. Please take a moment to comment on your team as they head to Florida this weekend.
Well, thank you. You know, we're getting ready to play an outstanding Florida team. What a great skill set that they have. You know, they get the ball to so many different people, and of course, Kyle Trask is playing lights out. And defensively, they're so big, and Brent Cox and Slayton and Moon, and just, you know, of course, they got Miller. They got a really, really, really good football team. Our team's looking forward to going down there. Unfortunately, I won't get to go, but I do appreciate Coach Mullen saying that he has prayed for me and our family, and I appreciate that very, very, very much.
We'll begin with Trey Schaaf of the Buzz Radio Network.
Coach, how are you feeling, and what's it been like these last couple of days having to stay inside your house and conduct meetings and everything virtually?
Well, I'm feeling fine. You know, I was sore in the back starting a little bit Saturday night, you know, after the game, but I just felt like, you know, that was from standing up. I'm not the picture of health, you know, so I thought maybe it'd be my back was just hurting from the game, and then Saturday a little worse, and then of course Monday morning I was told that I had tested positive. The great thing is that nobody else in our building has over the last two tests. We've got confirmed tests from yesterday as well, but virtually, you know, we've done it so much. I'm in every team meeting. I'm able to speak to the team. Basically, the difference is, and I, you know, we have our staff meetings and all those things. Basically, the difference is, you know, that personal interaction with the kids. And then I'm not at practice and, you know, certainly watch it at night and review it with the coaching staff. But I'm just not at practice is basically the difference. And I'm fortunate I got a little house out back of mine, and that's where me and my dog are hanging out for certainly the next few days, 10, 11 days total.
And how is your wife taking it? I know when you were doing the Zoom Monday with the media, she came in. How is she taking it?
Oh, she's great. You know, I had her, you know, obviously I wanted her to get tested, and she tested, and she tested negative. And so she's doing just fine. And she's staying in the main house, and I'm staying out back.
This is Tom Murphy of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Sam. I sure hope you continue to improve. you've had about 24 hours now to digest this. Can you imagine what Friday night, Saturday is going to look like for you not being on the sideline? Will you be allowed in the main house to watch the game Saturday?
No, I can't go in the main house. I'll be out here watching it by myself. I might get Lucy, my bulldog, come out here with me. But, you know, I'd be lying to you if I'm not a little somewhat depressed. You know, that's why you get into coaching, to go see your kids play, you know, see their face, see them play. You know, I was looking forward to visiting with Coach Mullen. You know, I've never talked to him. I enjoy those times before the game. And obviously, I wanted to see in person the Florida team that we're playing. I think they're really outstanding. And, you know, we're all competitors. And I wanted to go be a part of the competition. I certainly am during the week. But Friday and Saturday with the team is priceless. And, you know, I don't want to make more out of it than what it is. Certainly Coach Odom will be there and do a great job, but I won't, and I'm certainly going to miss that.
Have you guys worked through the logistics of this? Will Barry come down from the press box, and how do you guys think you'll, you know, sort everything out for game day?
Yeah, we've asked the compliance department if we could add Coach Shear, who was a defensive control guy for us, and will do that. Barry will come down on the sideline and coach from that point. He'll have, you know, he has to.
Thanks, Sam.
You're welcome.
Next is Dennis Dodd of CBS Sports.
I was going to ask how you're doing, but we just heard we're all pulling for you.
Thank you.
I have no idea how many former head coaches you have on the staff, but how big was it that you got Barry, considering the situation now? He can take over fairly seamlessly.
Oh, it's huge. You know, he's been, you know, him and Coach Browse as well, and of course Scott.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But you know, Barry, you know, it's one of the reasons why we hired him, but the main reason just because he's Barry Odom. But it's, you know, it's going to be such an easy transition for us because, you know, Barry's been there. Obviously, they played Florida, so him and Coach Mullen have a relationship, and, you know, they played him 4 years in a row there that Barry was the head coach. So, you know, I'm not going to make a big deal out of me not being there. I'm just going to be disappointed that I'm not. But Barry will handle it along with the staff, and the kids will play well, I'm sure.
Good. Get well soon.
Thank you.
Next is Pat Dooley, the Gainesville Sun.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, Sam, about that, the fact that not only does Barry have familiarity, but Kendall coached against him last year in the Swamp, and just that familiarity that they have. And I don't know, I asked Coach Mullen if it's who's got the advantage, and he said, "Well, we'll see."
Well, I don't know. You know, familiarity just makes you more comfortable. You know, you've been there before and things of that nature. Obviously, I haven't. Myself, I hadn't been to the Swamp in a while because, you know, we were playing the Georgia-Florida rivalry there in Jacksonville. But I think it helps. You know, it's more of a comfort of the staff. And, again, I truly believe that the kids react however the coaches react, and I think there'll be some type of comfort level there going in there just because Kendall and Barry have been there.
And also, Felipe's been there as well, obviously. Is there any concern about him getting too hyped up? Because we know him from Gainesville, and he would get hyped up sometimes for games.
You know, I don't think so. I mean, he's had a good week of practice. He knows this game's not just about him. You know, it's about us. And, you know, he just has to go out there and do his job the best he can. Hopefully, he doesn't have too much added pressure, and we'd all be fooling ourselves if we don't think he, you know, he has pressure on him because, you know, that was his former team, and he got a lot of love from the players on Florida's team as well. But he's a competitor, and he's going to want to play as well as he can. And Florida's they're competitive as well, and they're going to want him not to, you know. So, I mean, I get all that, but I think he'll be fine. He's looked good in practice.
Get well, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next is Bob Holt, the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Sam. Glad to hear you're doing okay with all this.
Thank you.
Hey, you coached forever. Have you ever, to your recollection, have you ever missed a game for any, like, reason you were ill or family emergency or anything? Will this be the first time you can remember missing a game?
No, this is the first time I've ever missed a game, and I've had some unfortunate situations, you know, in the families of, you know, of different things, and missed a practice maybe here and there, but over my years, I bet I haven't missed more than two, maybe three practices my whole career, and it wasn't because of sickness, death in families and things of that nature, and so it's different, it's weird, you know. Once I send them off to practice in my meeting, then I just wait, you know, and I wait until they post the practice on my laptop, you know, and it's just different. I don't want the kids to think any different of it, you know. If they do, Florida beat the heck out of us, you know. So we have to be locked in everything but me. I can promise you that, and I think we've done a good job at that.
I think I read this somewhere. Maybe it was when Purdue, when Jeff Brom had to miss their game. But I think the head coach or anybody can only have contact with the team or, you know, other assistants, whatever, like 90 minutes before kickoff. Is that your understanding? And can you, like, do, like a Zoom or like a taped pregame speech that I can show the guys? Has there been any thoughts about that?
You know, I could and all those things, but I don't know what good it'd do. You know, I'm going to talk to the team on Friday night over Zoom and go let them play. You know, we've got a great guy, a great group of coaches, and I don't want to make more, you know, a mountain out of a molehill. The kids are ready. I talk to them every day. Pre-game speech. Jabari will do a hell of a job with it.
Okay, well, thanks, Sam. I bet it helps to have your dog with you for some company, huh?
Yeah. She don't say much, though.
Yeah, that's always a bad thing, isn't it?
Have a good day.
Okay, thanks, Sam.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you. Have a good day.